meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 73. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The soybean crop around the U.S. looks strong to meet domestic and international demands. Michael Clements with more.
Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council Vice President of Market Intelligence, says the overall crop across the nation is in good shape.
Not the crop that we were looking at last year in aggregate, but still good in line with five-year averages. Shaping up for, I think, an overall good crop. I mean, we're a long way from seeing any significant yield losses in a lot of other parts of the country, particularly some of the major growing regions in the Corn Belt and Midwest, looking good overall.
Marshall says exports look strong moving forward.
Well, I always get excited this time of year because we start to look ahead at what the order book looks like and prognosticate on what total volumes will be over the balance of the year. Now, our order book is looking, I think, quite robust this time of year. We've got over 10 million metric tons in forward sales, 4 million of that to China. Now, it's not the same volume that we saw this time last year, but overall, the volumes that we've got committed are really exciting. Now, of course, getting that to market also matters. And one of the things that I'm very excited about for this coming year is dredging of the lower Mississippi. If you don't think that matters, take a look down at Argentina. They've had a lot of drought this year, and it's really eroded the draft of the Paraná River. That is leading to some fundamental changes in the way grain is moving around and how it's getting into export channels. So our infrastructure here in the U.S. really critical, and excited to see this dredging project advance forward this season.
Marshall adds soybean oil is also a strong point of demand.
Bean oil has certainly been in the news a lot this year due to surging demand from the renewable space, with a lot of renewable diesel plant announcements, expansions, retrofits. Supplies have been tight this year as we've been channeling a lot more bean oil towards that domestic utilization channel rather than overseas. But once this crop gets harvested and into the hands of processors, we're looking to replenish those supplies and make sure that soybean oil can be provided to our customers here domestically and internationally.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas universities continue to push the COVID-19 vaccine onto the students attending for the fall semester, as some universities are now offering big prizes like electronics, parking permits, or even the opportunity to get a cash prize equivalent to an entire semester's worth of tuition. As Wichita State University is offering chances to win prizes like Apple AirPods, a tablet, or a Keurig coffee maker, with Kansas State University offering similar prizes, including a MacBook Air, a PlayStation 5, or $1,000 in cash. And it seems to be winning over many of the students.
From what I've been able to tell, those help. Like, more people are getting vaccinated after these are being announced. And if you were hesitant, then maybe this is just the final push you need.
It's hard being a college student, and there's a lot to pay for, so I feel like that's a good thing to do.
That audio from Cake News. Other universities offering incentives to get the vaccine include Kansas University, Friends University, Pittsburgh State, and Fort Hays State Universities. Good American Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 8/31/21.
Residents in Salina, Kansas, are looking further into the investigation that for years that the chief of staff with the city's fire department were paid for days that they were not working, but claiming that they were on the city's payroll. As a forensic auditor has confirmed that it's been going on for years, dating back to 2014, and costing the city nearly $75,000.
That we're looking at was $75,373.73. It was likely happening before May of 2007, and it's been happening at the city of Salina for quite some time.
That audio from KWCH News. In other news, the parents of a 3-year-old Scott City boy who died after a dental procedure in Wichita have filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Angel Zapata and Nancy Valenzuela filed the lawsuit yesterday, alleging their son did not receive proper care during a procedure to remove teeth back on July 6th. The suit names dentist Scott White, nurse anesthesiist Jeremy Salisbury, and the Tiny Teeth Dentistry, along with special anesthesia services. At American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska officials dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak at a state correctional facility as virus cases surge statewide. After 33 inmates tested positive for COVID-19 at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center in Lincoln, officials paused all visits and volunteer activities. They've also asked county jails to delay sending new inmates if they can. Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes says the increase in cases in the prison system follows an increase of cases in the state. Yesterday, the state reported 2,676 new virus cases in just the past week. The current case numbers are more than 10 times higher than what the state reported in late June. A labor shortage putting the squeeze on Nebraska's state parks. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that has led officials to make unprecedented moves to cut hours and services at parks across the state. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 2020 census numbers are out, with the state of Kansas growing population by nearly 3% from 2010 to 2020. 84,762 additional residents were counted, for an increase of 2.97%, primarily in urban and metropolitan areas. Statewide population count, 2,937,880. Marshall County lost a net 79 people over the decade, falling to 10,038, for a decline of 0.78%. Washington County fell by 269 to 5,530 residents, for a 4.64% decrease. Nemahal County gained 95 people, growing to 10,273 for a 0.95% increase. Statewide, Nebraska's population increased by 7.4%, gaining 135,163 residents to 1,961,504. Locally, Gage County lost 607 people, or 2.7% over the decade, for a total population count of 21,704. Pawnee County was down 8.3%, losing 229 residents, for a net 2,544. Jefferson County lost 307, 4.1%, for a count of 7,240. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Wednesday at the intersection of K-9 and 15 highways. Leonard Bikeman of Clifton had stopped at the stop sign, then proceeding was struck by Kerry Heitman of Washington. Bikeman was transported to Clay Center Hospital. Heitman and two unidentified passengers were transported to the Washington County Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Nebahal County last Wednesday evening around 10 p.m. Jason Donahoe, age 44, of Corning, lost control, went off the road, and struck a power pole on R Road. The driver was transported to a Topeka hospital. Early Tuesday, shortly after midnight, a semi-tractor trailer overturned at Highway 41 north of Beatrice at U.S. 77. The truck rolled onto its side. There were no apparent injuries. An Axtell man, 40-year-old Kevin L. Harbold, was arrested Tuesday on charges of criminal threat, as well as two warrants for violation of a protection from stalking order. His arrest was coordinated with the Marshal and Nemahal County Sheriff's Offices and Kansas Highway Patrol. Kevin Harbold remains in custody in Seneca. Bond has been suspended. Artificial turf was unrolled at Homer Hansen Stadium earlier this week as the final phase of field installation at Marysville High School continues. Work began immediately after the school year was concluded, and asphalt for the track was completed last week. Project completion expected the first of next week. Final track surface will not be installed until spring to allow crossing and use during the fall season. A new scoreboard is to be installed, with the first home football game scheduled versus Rock Creek September 17. The efforts conclude stadium renovations to the 1930s era WPA project initiated several years ago by local volunteers. A donation of $1.9 million from the Don Landall family spearheaded the latest phase, plus over $800,000 in contributions received during the Pony Up Match Day earlier this year. Replacement of the outdated restrooms and press box will be finished next year. Marysville High School FFA alumni is hosting a benefit dinner and auction this Saturday evening, with proceeds going toward completion of a new greenhouse adjacent to the new Ag Complex at MHS. The metal buildings previously housing the Ag classrooms and space are being reconfigured by the district as additional special education spaces. Further details will be among topics with USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch as part of our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Couch will be joined by Valley Heights Superintendent Melissa Kennedy. The program wraps up a visit with each of the area school superintendents highlighting district activities. The annual Beatty Model Festival is this weekend, beginning Friday night with the Petting Zoo and Kitty Carnival, co-ed softball. A glow run begins at 9, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival will include a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, antique tractor pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. This year, food trucks will be featured beginning Saturday at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Full schedule of events on their Facebook page for the 52nd annual Beatty Milo Festival. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Friends of Hollenberg Station invite you to step back in history with the 35th annual Pony Express Festival Sunday, August 29th at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover. Historic walkthroughs, period demonstrations, live music, and refreshments Grab a burger or a hot dog, homemade pie, or baked goods. Tour the original Pony Express station and state interpretive site. Quilt drawing and Wachilla exchange at 3 with activities Sunday, August 29th, 10:30 till 3:30 at the Pony Express Festival at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover. Learn more online at kshs.org.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper level ridge overhead is going to continue to bring temperatures in the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. Over the next few days, we could see some isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head in this afternoon and into tonight. We do have a low pressure system that'll be moving in, bringing some more chances for some rain showers, better chances as we head into tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night. Otherwise, high pressure system moves in as we head into the weekend, bringing some mostly sunny skies. We'll see cooler temperatures on Saturday, but back into the 90s starting Sunday. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, isolated storms overnight, temps at 73. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, temperatures lower 90s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 66, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:18. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44.
They'll revitalize your skin, freshen your breath, and even polish your shoes. All about the garden's coolest vegetable today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 19th, the 231st day of the year. Former President Bill Clinton has a birthday, and Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry was born on this day in 1921. We all know cucumbers are cool, but do you know why? About 90% of a cucumber is water. That keeps the inside around 20 degrees cooler than the surrounding temperature. It's also what makes them effective for reducing eye puffiness and rehydrating skin. And after you've filled your pantry with pickles, here are a few other uses. Rubbing cucumber on your bathroom mirror will prevent fogging. You can polish your shoes with a cuke for a nice water-repellent shine. And a few cucumber slices held against the roof of your mouth will freshen your breath as well as any mouthwash will. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness. Or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. A win yesterday for both the Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the Surge, who responded after a Game 1 defeat, holding the Cardinals to just one run on their way to a Game 2 7-1 victory yesterday. Tyler Beck outstanding in his first start of the year to set the tone for Wichita. Wichita will play Game 3 of that series against the Springfield Cardinals this evening. First pitch set for 7:05. Now to the boys in blue. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals earned their third straight win over Houston, beating the Astros 3-2 last night. Dozier homered off reliever Blake Taylor to help the Royals post their 31st come-from-behind victory of the season. That's the fourth most in the American League. The Royals and the Astros in the final game of that series this afternoon, 1-10 first pitch from Kauffman Stadium. Mid-America
Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Nebraska announced yesterday that the NCAA is looking into its football program amid allegations Cornhusker staff improperly used analysts and consultants with the knowledge of Coach Scott Frost and even moved workouts off campus last year when such activities were banned during the pandemic. Citing unidentified sources, the Action Network report said Nebraska has significant video footage confirming practice violations occurred in the presence of Frost and other assistants. The NCAA has interviewed Frost, current and former staff members, administrators, and football players, and Frost has hired an attorney. The alleged violations occurred in the last 12 months. Reminding once again, both the Wichita Wind Surge and the Kansas City Royals in action today. The Wind Surge away, the Royals at the K. Preseason Chiefs football this Friday. Chiefs head to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Thursday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the high school sports season coming just around the corner, head over to the podcast page on KNDYRadio.com and check out the TBL Spotlight. Each week, we'll have scores and stats from all of the Twin Valley League games, as well as in-depth interviews with coaches and players. The TBL Spotlight coming August 23rd to KNDYRadio.com.
A big week coming up next week on the TVL Spotlight. We talked to Washington County Tiger football head coach Tommy Tryon as he says his boys are ready to go for that first Friday night.
I had a group of kids that was in the weight room lifting weights with me before school. And, you know, you can tell that they're hungry and they want to be great. So it gets me really excited.
We'll go to Valley Heights High School and speak to Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinford. And on our first Way Back Wednesday, we'll talk to 1999 girls state basketball champion Jamie Dreyer of the B&B Falcons.
At that point in your life, that's the biggest thing you can ever imagine happening to you. So that was, you know, it was awesome. It was all, everything you worked for, not only that year, but, you know, me being a basketball person, that's what I shot for the time I was in kindergarten, sitting in the stands watching.
And we get you ready for the first week of action in the Twin Valley League. The TVL Spotlight coming up next week on KNDYRadio.com.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Don't stop weeding. Removing weeds throughout the gardening season means fewer to manage next year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Weeds compete with our garden plants for water and nutrients. Even new native plantings need a helping hand so weeds don't dominate the space. As plants grow and mature, they're better able to outcompete the weeds. These unwanted plants also serve as hosts for a variety of insect and diseases. Keeping them out of the garden can help reduce the risk of these pests infecting our desirable plants. Contact your local municipality for guidance on disposing of these plants. Many allow you to dispose of invasive plants in the garbage if placed in a clear plastic bag and marked invasive. Regular weeding allows you to remove the weeds before they flower and set seed. This means you're preventing hundreds, even thousands of weeds in your garden for years to come. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may soon see her face on her currency. She is a lady whose story inspires young and old. The story of someone escaping slavery and then risking her life to free others from those bonds as well. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It's hard to imagine the trials that Harriet Tubman faced in her life, but Kimberly Seswick at the Harriet Tubman National Historical Park in Auburn, New York, says it was a story many enslaved people experienced. We just know Tubman's story from her history books.
When transatlantic slave trade was shut down, it ignited the domestic slave trade. There was over 1 million people sold from the northern tier of the southern states south.
She eventually settled in Auburn, New York, and married a second time after the death of her husband, John Tubman.
She's going to marry one of the people she's caring for and renting a room to in her own house. That's Nelson Davis. He was 22 years younger than Harriet Tubman, and he had tuberculosis.
There are differing views of that marriage.
What this marriage could have been is Nelson Davis saying to Harriet, "You're caring for me as my wife. Then after my death, you will continue to receive my $8 a month pension."
Davis lived another 20 years. Tubman received the pension, but sought other money, rightfully hers, from the U.S. government for her service in the Civil War.
She did get a pension as a soldier. Eventually, much later in life, she got a $500 lump sum check, and then they agreed on $12 a month, which is what, as a nurse, she would have received.
Tubman was active in the abolition and suffrage movements and was a well-known speaker. Biographies of her life brought recognition of her heroism, and she remains one of the highest-regarded figures in American history, a woman whose story of courage lives on in this town and throughout the nation. Traveling the countryside, in Auburn, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It has been said, if it won't hold water, it won't hold goats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good goat fence means better management of the herd and less frustration for you when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Wherever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Anyone who raises goats probably has a few ornery ones who think they have the run of the place and manage to escape from every pen they're put in. A goat will take every opportunity to get over or through a fence. Melanie Barkley is an extension educator at Penn State University. She says electric fencing is a good option to prevent escapees.
A lot of folks will use high tensile. They will put 5 to 6 wires, and the bottom wire and the third wire up are often electrified, and usually the top wire then also. Now, they can also use woven wire fence, but if the goats have horns, they tend to get stuck in the fence. So one thing you can do with that is put one strand of an electric wire on the inside of the fence to keep them from pushing up against the woven wire fence.
You could run an electric wire parallel to anything a goat sees as a challenge to jump over. After the first zap or two, most goats will respect it with no problem. But she says they're also very good at noticing when you unplug the fence and there's no electricity flowing through the wire. Some people pen in their goats with a chain link fence or livestock panels. Goats love to climb, so another option is fencing with vertical bars so they can't stand on them. Barkley says the most important detail of any fencing is the height.
Most goats are able to jump very well, so you need fences that are going to not only keep them off the fence, but also be high enough to keep them from jumping over. I mean, a board fence will work fine as long as it's high enough. I would do it at least 4 feet, 48 inches.
No matter what method you choose, be sure not to scrimp on quality, equipment, or planning. If there is a flaw in your fence, your goats will find it. Find more goat fencing tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Doesn't it feel like summertime comes and goes so quickly? It is hard to believe, but we're already approaching Labor Day. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, with every new season, I like to reflect on how I'm doing spiritually, physically, and emotionally. For me, that also means checking in on my finances and doing a little bit of cleanup. It's so easy to get off track with your finances from time to time, and for me, that's especially true during the summer months with travel and vacations and just enjoying summer fun. But when you review your full financial picture periodically, you can identify some areas that might need improvement, or maybe you'll find that you stay disciplined within your budget and you want to increase or readjust the amount that you're saving and investing and giving. No matter where you're at, it's important to review your finances on a regular basis to make sure you're achieving your short and your long-term goals in life. And remember, be sure to view any goals through the lens of your faith and purpose.
The annual Baby Milo Festival is this weekend. The fun begins Friday night with a petting zoo and kitty carnival, co-ed softball, and a glow run at 9, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival will include a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, antique tractor pull, bike races, and greased pig contest. Plus, food trucks arrive beginning at 3 o'clock with concessions, a beer garden, and more at the Baby Milo Festival this weekend. Proud supporters of the Baby community, Landall Company has immediate employment opportunities. Learn more at landall.com/careers. JD Construction, ag, commercial, and residential building construction and remodeling. Call for a quote today, JD Construction. Wanklin Oil, call for propane and fuel delivery. Prompt, courteous, and efficient since 1929. Wanklin Oil Company.
Food companies have many ways of convincing us to buy their products. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Remember when there was only one kind of Oreos? I went to the Oreos website and lost count trying to figure out how many versions there are now. This is not a commercial for Oreos, by the way. It's a story about how food companies convince us to buy their products. In his new book, Hooked, Michael Moss says food makers rely on human nature to build sales.
We developed a love for variety. And so what do the food companies do? And they continue to do this. They make one slightly different variation after another of their products. And so you can still go into the cereal aisle and find 200 versions of sugary starch.
Sugary starch. Healthy? Not really. Profitable? According to Moss, very much so.
And I think that sincerely, the people who work at these companies would want to be selling a totally healthy product if they could make money at that. So it's not like they're resisting it from that standpoint. Again, it just comes back to the nature of convenience foods, the hidden price in that convenience that's so difficult for them to make a convenient, low-cost food that's totally alluring but also good for you.
Tomorrow, the final installment in this series on the science and substance of food marketing. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. You're familiar with Kauffman Seeds field days in the spring. There's a couple of fall field days on tap. Thursday, August 26th at Yoder, Kansas, Kauffman Seeds' first fall field day. Tom Clayman with Kauffman Seeds.
On the 26th here at Yoder with our corn, soybean, grain sorghum, and forage meeting for fall. It will start about 5:30 at the Journey Activity Center, a mile north of Yoder, with a light supper, and then we'll go to the fields and look at everything else we got to go look at.
Do we need to make special reservations for this? Can we just show up, or how do we need to work this, Tom?
You can just show up. That's fine. Hopefully we don't run out of food. If we do, we'll go to McDonald's or someplace like that. But we should have enough food to get around for everybody, but no, you don't need to make a reservation. Just show up, and we'll give you the grand gala tours.
So after dinner, we'll head out to the fields. Tom, what specifically will we be looking at?
We'll have good there corn test spots on Yoder Road, irrigated and dry land both. We'll cut across country over here to the plant, and we'll be able to look at grain sorghums and soybeans both in a dry land setting, not non-irrigated type crop production. So we will have the full gamut covered on those two, and then we'll move into the forages, sedan grasses and silage-type products that we have planted out here, which would be on dry land, so would adapt to a lot of people's actual production from that standpoint.
Two fall field days, Thursday, August 26th at Yoder, and Thursday, September 9th at Larned, Kansas.
August 26th starts at 5:30 at the Journey Building.
That's Tom Clayment with Kauffman Seeds talking about 2021 fall field days. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With KQuest Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in KQuest.
Trust Jay Prater and KQuest Alert, your weather authority.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lower yields and pod counts being found in South Dakota and parts of Nebraska. Andy Peterson has more.
Off and running, day one of the 29th annual Pro Farmer Crop Tour, producing a record number of corn and soybean yield samples from South Dakota. What they found was an average yield of 151.4 bushels per acre, down 15.5% from a year ago, but still a little higher than USDA's most recent prediction. Chip Flory says for soybeans, pod counts came in just under 1,000 pods in a 3x3 foot square, down 20% from 1 year ago.
And maybe the most important thing, I think, is that we record a moisture index to try to figure out just how much fuel is left in the dirt for the bean crop to finish. That moisture index was half of what it was a year ago. So we really need some moisture for that bean crop. So bean crop off significantly. Corn crop, you know, it's kind of what USDA saw as of August 1.
Along with South Dakota, the western leg of the tour are also spending the first of 2 days looking at the crop in Nebraska.
If I would say anything in particular about Nebraska, it's just a simple fact that if there's a pivot in northeast Nebraska, I think it was running today and dumping some water on that on corn and soybean. It's not just for corn anymore. It's for the beans, too.
Meaning with the drought conditions, the value of irrigation could be on display.
What we saw kind of across the board in northeastern Nebraska was just very average irrigated corn yields. So the drought is definitely affecting the area, along with some wind damage.
Veteran Scout Casey Busteed, area claims manager with the NCIS, says early on, looks like some rainfall in the next few days could make a big difference.
Definitely not the worst I've seen.
Day two of the Western Leg takes us from Grand Island to Nebraska City. I'm Edie Peterson.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
For a cover crop this fall, but not sure what kind, learn the basic principles to choose the right species for your operation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The whole job of a cover crop is to get living roots in the soil for more of the year. They add fertility, retain nutrients needed to grow your crops, and hold the soil in place. However, there is no such thing as a perfect cover crop. All species have their pros and cons. Jean Eels is a natural resource specialist and consultant. She says the three major categories of cover crops are grasses, brassicas, and legumes. Make the choice based on your goal for its use.
The grasses are really super at getting a network of roots out quickly and holding on to the nitrogen. Brassicas are things like the turnips, radishes. Those are really good at sending out a taproot. And that little taproot is going way down in there and helping to break up compaction. The legumes, we kind of know what legumes do. They help fix nitrogen, take it from the air and fix it.
Cover crops are seeded onto the crop ground in the fall and then killed in some way.
Some of them will die when the winter comes. And at least you've had living roots until they're winter killed. They don't have to do anything else. The next spring, they just plant right into it. The other group is cover crops that are going to live through the winter. The next spring, those need to be killed before or right after you've planted your cash crop.
She says to think of cover crop adoption as a journey. You start with one and can add to it for more benefits, depending on what your needs are. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cover crop basics at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It has been an absolutely brutal day for our agriculture futures markets, unfortunately, and it doesn't appear to be getting any better as we head towards the end of the day. Kansas City wheat has struggled all day. September down 8 1/4, 7.15 1/2. December is down 8 3/4 at 7.28. Minneapolis wheat, Chicago wheat tracking lower too. September corn down 11 3/4 at 5.50. December down 14 1/4 at 5.50 3/4. September soybeans down 36 3/4 at 13.21 1/2. November beans down 34 1/2 at 13.18 3/4.
Soybean meal is way down. September down 690 at 350.70. October down 740 at 349.30. Bean oil is way off. September soybean oil down 133 points at 60.60. October's down 142 points at 60.12. So nothing positive in corn, soybeans, or Kansas City wheat. October cotton is down 206 points, 93.46. December down 198. At 92.85. November canola down 17.70 at 887.10. Nothing happening in our ag futures markets that's positive so far. October live cattle down 67 at 128.37. December down 57 at 134 even. All the back months are down. September feeder cattle down 42 at 162.92. October feeder cattle down 45 at 165.37. Each of the back months is down there as well. Hogs are taking a pounding. October hogs down 210 at 87 even. December hogs down 155 at 80.57. All the back months are down, most by more than a dollar. So it has not been a good day so far for our ag futures markets anywhere we looked, unfortunately. And we are headed in towards the end of the day. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.